Good evening, and God bless you all. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to the Gospel Truth broadcast, and we are so excited to be with you this evening, and we want to invite you to pray along with us, sing and praise the Lord with us. If you want to go ahead and grab your Bibles, pen, your paper, open up your hearts and your minds to receive and hear the Gospel Truth. And at this time, we're going to ask if Evangelist Sheila Hameen would lead us in our opening prayer.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day, oh God. We thank you for mercy and for grace. Lord, we thank you for another opportunity to come before you. Oh, my God, we humble ourselves and we ask for forgiveness. Lord, we ask for your mercy. Oh, God, stretch forth your mighty hand, Lord, and touch right now. Lord, touch our hearts, touch our minds, oh God. We ask that you will remember us, Lord, while we're praying this prayer. Stop by, Lord, just a little while, oh God.
Yes, Jesus.
Lay your hand on us, Jesus. Touch, heal, and deliver, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Move and work wonders in our lives, oh God. We're down here waiting on you.
Waiting.
And without you, Lord, we can do nothing. We're depending on you, oh my God. Please, Lord, incline your ear and hear our prayer this night.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, while we're praying this prayer, oh God, we ask, Lord, that you will move in the midst of us, oh God.
Yes,
Lord, manifest your powers and let your glory be revealed. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Jesus. Lord God, we know that you are a God of your word, and everything you promise, you will do.
Yes,
we know, God, that you have the power to do everything. And we're coming to you right now, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We're asking in faith, oh God, that you'll grant our prayer requests, our petitions, oh Lord. Please, Lord, do it for us right now while we're praying.
Right now.
Oh, Lord, we believe you together, and we touch and we agree on the same things in this prayer. Lord Jesus, we believe you for the healing of the sick right now.
Yes,
oh,
Lord.
So many souls are sick, my God.
They're
sick in their bodies and their souls. We are asking you right now, Lord, to make them everywhere whole. Forgive their sins, Lord Jesus, and blot out their transgressions. Whatever it is that's keeping them from doing your will, Lord, move it out of the way that they may go forth, oh God, and labor in your vineyard in the name of Jesus. Lord, cover us under your blood. Wash us and clean us up, Lord, on the inside and on the outside. Lord, we ask that you will bless during this broadcast, throughout the course of the broadcast. Let the blessing come upon us. Let them overtake us, oh God. We are asking you, Lord, to send forth your word tonight and let your word have free course. Lord, send your anointing, Lord Jesus. Anoint the speaker tonight, Lord. Speak to us, oh God. And
minister
to our hearts. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we are depending on you and we are looking unto you. We praise God for everyone that's on the prayer list, the prayer lists everywhere, the names that are being called out before you, Lord. Remember each and every one by one and name by name, Lord God, and every family member or associate or anyone who is connected to them, oh God. Let the blessing come upon them and overflow in the name of Jesus. Lord, glory to your name. Lord, we ask that you open doors and that you will make waves out of no way. Oh, my God, perform miracles as only you can, my God. And we give your name the glory.
Yes,
bless
Lord.
Your holy name.
Bless
we
your
give
name.
You thanks, Lord.
Thank
hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, Thank you, Lord, for what you've already done. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing right now.
Thank you,
Lord. We thank you, oh God.
Thank you,
Lord, for the saving of souls, Lord Jesus. right now.
Thank you.
For
thank
the restoration of the backsliders, oh God.
Yes,
restore
Lord.
Them. Reclaim Lord. Their souls, Lord. Help them to return
yes,
unto you. Give them a little more time to come before you, Lord. Have mercy on their souls. Oh God, go prison. Go, Lord, to the places that we cannot reach. Lord, you're the only one who can reach them where they are.
You can do it.
We're asking you to make your visitation, Lord, and bless them. Save, Lord. Deliver,
yes,
oh God. Deliver on death row. Lord, remember them tonight in a special way. Have mercy upon them, Lord.
Have mercy.
Even the innocent who were serving time for crimes they did not commit. You know all about it, Lord.
You know all about
we
it.
We pray, God, that you will make it right, Lord Jesus. Have mercy, Lord.
Have mercy,
Lord God, even on the dying soul. Say the hand of death. Give them a little more time. Time
yes,
to repent and to do your will, my God.
Yes, Lord.
And
yes,
we are
Lord.
Asking you, Lord, to remember the bereaved family. Bless them tonight. Oh, God, comfort them and
yes,
them. Help them through this difficult, troubling time. Have mercy, Lord. We thank you, oh God, for this prayer.
Thank you.
We thank you for your touch, Lord.
Thank
we
you
thank
touch.
You for the gospel truth
thank
radio
you.
Broadcast.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank
you for your healing power.
Yes,
Lord. All this is done. And we ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son. And of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. We thank the Lord for that opening prayer coming through Evangelist Hameen. And at this time, we're going to have our opening scripture that was being taken from the 19th number of Psalms. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament sheweth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night sheweth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoices as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the ends of the heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it. And there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandments of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, endureth forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous together. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sin. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Thank God for the reading of his word.
Lord, thank the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful psalm being read by Sister Cheryl. We just want to thank everyone for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmonds. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 701-802-5175 and the access 1. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/GraceRadio5, and 5 is F-I-V-E. We also want to acknowledge Evangelist Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmonds on Fridays at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. And the dial-in number is 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/My King's Service, titled One School. And we want to continue to pray for the souls on the prayer list: Samuel and Mary Anderson, Steve Allen Jr., excuse me, Sr., who is battling cancer, Bill Bradley, who's battling cancer, Patrick Miller, Montrell Miller, Dave Paldo, Margie Paldo, Missionary Karen Paldo, Stephanie Williams, who lost her son, Charles Morris, Charlie Donaldson, Nature Blackshear, that the Lord would save her, Titus Edmond, Logan, the 10-year-old, Mother Barbara Austin, and all those who are requesting prayer at this time. And those are all of the announcements that I have. I'm just going to sing a portion of this song. It's Jesus, oh, it is Jesus. It's Jesus in my soul, for I have touched the hem of his garment, and his love has made me whole. It's Jesus, yes, it is Jesus. It's Jesus in my soul, for I have touched the hem of his garment, and his love has made me whole. Tried all I could, seemed like nothing could do me any good. Then I heard Jesus passing by, and then I decided to give him a try. Oh, it is Jesus, yes, it is Jesus. It's Jesus in my soul, for I have touched the hem of his garment, and his love has made me whole. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn this broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I do give honor to God. I give honor to whom honor is due. So happy to be back on the Gospel Truth broadcast tonight. And I'm happy that you dialed in on tonight and that you tuned in. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the opening scripture that was read. I thank God because God is doing great things, and he is just blessing us in ways that we cannot even imagine.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. I thank God because God has done so many wonderful things, and we won't even be able to tell it all if we even try. But tonight, this is the Tuesday night. This is your night.
This is a night to praise the Lord. We came here to worship and to lift up the name of Jesus. That's what we are here for. Amen. Praise God. And we want the Lord to make us what we ought to be. We don't know which way to go or how to go about it, but God, he has the answer, and he will lead us, and he will guide us into all truth. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. I just thank God. I feel happy in my soul, and I don't know about you, but I'm excited about learning and hearing about the word of God tonight. I'm expecting a blessing, and I hope you are also expecting a blessing because God has a special blessing just for you. Praise the Lord. And I just ask you to just tune in now and focus directly on the Lord. Get rid of all of your distractions. Put everything aside and get ready to hear from the Lord. And for some reason, I was thinking about that announcer, how he would say, get ready to rumble. Hallelujah. But I would say, get ready to praise the Lord. Oh, glory to God. Get ready to
Thank
get
you,
your
Jesus.
Deliverance. Get
yes,
ready
Lord.
To lift up the name of Jesus. Get ready to be healed. Hallelujah. Praise
Amen.
God, because God has everything we need. And at this time, without further ado, we're going to introduce to you the speaker in the person of Evangelist Maybel Edmond. Let us pray along with her and for her as she ministers the word of God. God bless Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that introduction and for the exhortation. I believe she said, the announcer would say, let's get ready to rumble. And that's what I feel like doing tonight, too. Glory to God.
Right.
I feel like fighting the devil back. I feel
All
like
right.
taking out the sword of the spirit and cutting the devil asunder. I tell you, God has been good to us. But you know that Satan is still fighting against us. He doesn't want us to prosper. He doesn't want us to stand. He doesn't want us to go through. But I'm determined to hold on, endure unto the end. Glory to God. I thank the Lord for this opportunity. Let us go into prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and for this opportunity. We pray that you will send your word, send your anointing. Let it touch, bless, save, heal, and deliver. And we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to go right to the word of God in the third number of Psalm. That is the third number of Psalm. And it reads, Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God, Selah. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill, Selah. I laid me down and slept. I awake. For the Lord sustained me. I believe this was a psalm of David when he fled Absalom, his son. And David, when he laid down, glory to God, it wasn't known whether he was going to wake up or not, but he had his hope and his trust. It was in God. He said, but thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill, Selah. I laid me down and slept. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. When he laid down, even though he was fleeing from Absalom, when he laid down, the Lord sustained him. The Lord kept him. And he awakened him once again. And in the sixth verse, I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Selah. The Lord came to his rescue. I believe David prayed, and he laid down and slept. And when he had awakened, he said, for the Lord sustained me. The Lord kept him, even though he was in the midst of enemies. But the Lord kept him. My topic, my title tonight is I Will Not Be Afraid. This is a personal salvation. We can't afford to be afraid of the devil. He says,
yes, Lord.
I will not be afraid. And my theme is, there is safety in the Lord. Our safety is in the Lord tonight. Glory to God. We don't have to be afraid of Satan. He will come against us. The enemy will rise up against us. But we still don't have to be afraid, because we have a hope, and our hope is in the Lord. Hallelujah. The horses, they began to race and to run and be ready for war. But we don't have to be afraid of them, because God is our help, and he is a stronghold in the day of trouble. Isaiah said in the 51st chapter of Isaiah and the 12th verse, the word said, I, even I, am he that comforteth you. Who art thou that thou shouldest be afraid of a man that shall die, and of the Son of Man which shall be made as grass? We don't have to be afraid of the devil. The Lord is on our side to comfort us. So who is man that we should be afraid of him? Because man is going to die. Hallelujah. And of the Son of Man, which shall be made as grass. Hallelujah. The word of God said that we are nothing but grass. Hallelujah. Yeah. We spring up in the morning, and at night, it is cut down. Hallelujah. I thank God. I'm not afraid, not afraid of what Satan is trying to do. I'm aware of what he's trying to do. He's trying his best to take away my help and to take away my hope. But my hope, is in God Almighty. He's powerful and stronger than any man on the face of the earth. That's where my trust lies. It lies in the Lord. Will not we fear? God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. He said in his word, he will preserve us. He will preserve our going out and our coming in. He's going to keep us. He's going to guard us. We're going to be in his safety. Hallelujah. If we continue to trust in the Lord and to hold on to our faith in God, he will work everything out all right. He will bring us through. Hallelujah. We have to go through the tests and trials. If we have to go through the fire, the Lord is with us. He's on our side. He will go with us through the fire. He'll go with us through the storm. He'll go with us through the rivers. He won't let them overflow us. But God, I said God, will and through it all, he will go with us, although we might be going through it. Hallelujah. But I'm going through. Hallelujah. With the help of the Lord, we can go through. God, I said, God, he is our safety. We don't have to be afraid. I don't care what kind of threat the devil bring up before us. We can keep our trust in the Lord God Almighty.
Amen.
I think about Job. He trusted in the Lord when he was tried by the devil. Satan began to touch his flesh. How he began to suffer in the flesh. His skin began to rot. He was able to look in and see the skin worms crawling in his flesh. His wife looked at him and said, Job, why don't you curse your God and die? But Job, he held to his integrity. He would not curse God. He would not give up on God. His trust was in the Lord. And the Lord, I said the Lord, brought him out all right. And he'll do the same for you and I if we continue in the Lord. But don't be afraid. Don't fear the devil. Fear, hallelujah. We fear God. We don't fear the devil. Hallelujah. Because the Lord is on our side. He's in us, and he will take us through whatever we have to go through. Job said, and thou shalt secure, because there is hope. Yea, thou shalt dig about thee, and thou shalt take thy rest in safety. Glory to God, we can rest in the safety of the Lord. Glory to God. He said, also, thou shalt lie down, and none shall make thee afraid. Yea, many shall make suit unto thee. Hallelujah. The devil might come after you, but you can lay down and not be afraid, because you're laying down in the hope of God. You're laying down in the faith of God. Hallelujah. You're secure in the God of your salvation. We don't have to worry. We don't have to fret. But we can hold on. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. I will not be afraid. Hallelujah. Because there is safety in the Lord. Hallelujah. When you in the Lord, guard you. He will protect you. He will keep you from the evil. The evil is going to come against you. Satan is going to come to try your very soul. He's going to come to make you doubt the Lord. But don't be afraid. He's going to come and try to turn you around. But don't be afraid, because the Lord, he's guarding us. He's protecting us. We're in the safety of the Lord, in the safety of his arms. Glory to God. In Proverbs 21 and 31, the word says the horse is prepared against the day of battle, but safety is of the Lord. Glory to God. The horses may be strong and mighty, but God said in his word, but safety is of the Lord. We're safe when we're in the Lord. The Bible said the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it, and they are safe. Hallelujah. We're safe. We can deliver us out of all of our troubles. When we call unto him, he said, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and I will show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. We can go into the safety of the Lord. The enemies may come, and they're going to come. If you haven't experienced it, you're going to experience. There's going to be a lot of misunderstanding. There's going to be a lot of things that come up against you. Hallelujah. Yeah. Life is going to have its way. Hallelujah. But we got to learn not to be afraid. Learn to trust in God. Learn to depend on the safety of the Lord, that he will bring us out, that he will take us through. We are serving a mighty God, a God that can do everything, a God that will help us in the time of trouble. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord is good. Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh. For the Lord shall be thy confidence and shall keep thy foot from being taken. We got to keep our confidence in the Lord, and he shall keep our feet from being taken. Glory to God. The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. Hallelujah. Proverbs 29:25. If we keep our trust in the Lord, we shall. He didn't say maybe, but he said we shall be safe. Glory to God. It's sealed with God's seal. We shall be safe in the Lord, and it shall come to pass in the day that the Lord shall be rest from thy sorrow and from thy fear and from the hard bondage wherein thou was made to serve. Hallelujah. God, he will give us rest in that day from the sorrow and from the fear and from the hard bondage. The devil will take you and cause you to be under heavy bondage. But God, he is a deliverer. He will fix it. He'll work things out for you. So we don't have to be afraid. We don't have to be fearful. There is safety in our God. Hallelujah. Amen. Just keep our trust in the Lord, and he will work everything out. The Bible says, when thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Proverbs 3:24, it shall be sweet. Lay down. You don't have to lay down and worry, because God is with us. He's there to deliver us. Glory to God. We don't have to be afraid. We don't have to fear. The Bible says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Glory, glory, glory. Set for I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. We don't have to be afraid. The Lord is on our side. He will help us. Sometimes your loved ones won't help you. Sometimes the one that's closest to you won't help you. And sometimes your own brothers in the Lord may not help you. But God, he will help us, because he is our help. Fear not. He said, I will help thee. These are the words of the Lord. Hallelujah. Talking to his people. You don't have to fear because I will help thee. I'm going to help you. Your mother may not help you. Your brother may not help you. Your loved ones may not help you. But the Lord said, I will help you. Glory to God. So we don't have to fear because the Lord is on our side. He will take us through whatever it is that we have to go through. He is on our side, even in a time of trouble. The Lord is our help. Thank you, Jesus. I just thank God tonight. He said, I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. You know, the devil will get mad at you.
Yes, he will.
He'll get puffed up against you.
Yes.
But the Lord said, I will set him in safety from him.
Yes.
From him that puffeth at him.
Yes.
Glory to God. That devil, he's a mad devil. Has a mad spirit in him.
Yes,
he does. And he'll come against you. In that madness,
yes, he will.
The Lord said, I will set him in safety. He's going to set us in safety. When he come against us, God is going to set us in safety. God is real. And he's a deliverer. He knows how to help his people. He is our safety. And the safety is in the Lord God Almighty. I just thank God for his word. The Bible says a horse is a vain thing for safety. If he's dependent on a horse for safety, that's vain.
Correct.
He said, neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. You hear that? A horse got strength.
Yeah.
But the Bible said, neither shall that horse deliver any by his great strength. But God will. God will deliver us. We don't have to be afraid. Don't be afraid of what Satan is doing. Don't be afraid of his threats and what he says. Stand on the word of God. Glory to God. Stay in the safety of the Lord, and he will help you to endure. He'll help you to get through it. Hallelujah. Isaiah 54:14, it says, in righteousness shalt thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear. Thou shalt not fear. And from terror, for it shall not come near thee. This is what the word of God say, Isaiah 54:14. Glory to God. I'm coming on in. But I know God is on our side. I will not be afraid. There is safety in the Lord. And I just thank God for his word. At this time, there may be somebody that needs salvation. Somebody that needs healing for their soul, not only their body, but for their soul. Somebody want to be delivered, want to come out of that mess. I was talking to someone, and they were saying that the individual said, I want to live. Glory to God.
Oh,
they had sense enough to say they want to live, and they want to come out of that mess they was in. I tell you, that stirred my soul to hear that message. Glory to God. They want to live, and we got to help them to live. Glory to God. If it takes sacrifice, we got to sacrifice to help that soul to live, not only a natural life, but a spiritual life, that they might receive salvation for their soul. That's what this is all about. That's what this broadcast is all about. It's not about money, not about prestige, not about a title, none of those things.
Yeah.
But it's about the saving of a soul, the healing of a soul, the healing of the body. Hallelujah. The turnaround that's needed to come to the Lord. That's what this broadcast is all about. We're not preaching to beat the air, but we're running this race that we might win the race, that we might win souls unto Christ, that we might regain, that we might have stars in our crown, that we may be able to let the Lord see that we're doing his will. We got to do God's will and not be men pleasers, but we got to say and do what thus saith the Lord, that our soul might be saved. If it takes sacrifice, we got to sacrifice. If it takes fasting and praying, we got to fast and pray for the souls of men. Hallelujah. And help them in any way that we can, that come to Christ. If you are one of those that want to live, hallelujah, you can give it over to Jesus right now. Let your heart say yes to the will of God. Let your heart say, yes, I want to live for you. Hallelujah. I want to change my way of living. I want to do that which is right. Let God come into your heart right now. It's not hard to be changed. It's not hard to receive salvation. It just takes a made-up mind and a surrender unto the Lord, and he will. He'll come into your heart. He'll begin to touch you, and you will feel the presence of the Lord. He'll begin to move you, and you'll know that somebody touched me. Hallelujah. Right. The Lord, the Lord will reveal himself unto you. He'll let you know of a truth that this is the Lord and that he is real. He's real. All you have to do is repent of your sins and say, Lord, Lord, I'm sorry that I sinned against you. Have mercy on me right now. If you say, Lord, right now, say, Lord, I'm sorry that I sinned against you. And God will stop by. Hallelujah. He'll quicken your body. He'll make you whole. He'll make you brand new. It's not hard, as I stated. It's just that easy. If you surrender right now and give it all to the Lord, let the Lord know, I want to be changed. I don't want to live that old life no more. I'm tired of living in sin. I'm tired of doing the wrong thing. I want to do what's right. He'll bless your soul right now. Just believe on him right now. Believe the Lord, and he will touch your soul, and you will know for surety that this is the Lord. This is the Christ, the Son of the living God. He will prove himself to you, and you will know a change has taken place. Glory to God, as we turn our hearts and minds to the Lord. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now. We thank you for your word. Thank you for your touch. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for how you've been moving. We thank you, Lord. You've been moving by your spirit. And we thank you for it right now, Lord. We thank you for how you touched that soul. We thank you for how you changed his mind. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Help him, Lord, to seek your face. Help him, oh Lord, to cry out to you, Lord. Help him. You're able to take us through. You're able to keep us, oh Lord. pray that you look on my assistants, oh Lord. Look on Sister Ms. Khadija. Look on Pastor Sheila Hameen. Look on Sister Cheryl, Evangelist Cynthia,
yes,
and all who is on this broadcast. I thank you, Lord, for them. I thank you for the help, oh Lord. I thank you, Lord. Glory to your name, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you for all of the support, oh Lord. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Continue to have your way, oh Lord. Continue to bless this ministry, oh Lord. Oh, my God. It all belongs to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Your name is so worthy to be praised. I give glory and honor unto thee. Bless the name of Jesus. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to God. This part of the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for the beautiful message coming to Evangelist May on tonight. I thank God for sending his word, and this word is so encouraging and it's very timely. And this is a time for us to take a stand and be personal about it, saying, I will not fear. The devil wants us to fear. He wants us to take down, draw back, and everything else. But you have to stand up to the enemy in the name of the Lord Jesus. In God, we have safety. We don't have anything to fear. And I'm going to say it for myself. I can't speak for anyone else, but I will not be afraid. Because I know there's safety in the Lord. I know that God is right there. Hallelujah. And he will not forsake his people. He will not turn his back on us. But he'll be there. He will never leave us, neither will he forsake us. And I thank God for his word and also for the prayer. And I thank God for his touch. And I tell you of the truth, just praying to God, the Lord began to touch my heart. And I know that I need the Lord to help me because I can't do this by myself. I can't do it on my own. I need God's help. Praise the Lord. I won't look to a horse to deliver me, even though the horse has strength. Horse can do all kinds of things, but it can't come close to doing anything that God can do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If I depend on a horse, I lose every time. But if I depend on God, hallelujah, I win every time. Therefore, I will not be afraid. We have a tendency, and I believe this is a part of the flesh. Sometimes the flesh will be afraid. Afraid of the unknown. Fearful of what you're not sure about. And don't want to make a sacrifice. Don't want to do this. But we have to press over that. We have to overcome that because of the truth. Satan is always looking for a way to trip us up, to make us fall, to put fear in. But God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. That's what God gave us. We have to take what God gave us and fight with this.
Amen.
Fight back. Fight against the enemy. But that's what he's doing, trying to beat us down. But we don't have to just stand there and take it. We don't have to sit there and take it. So we can come against him in the name of the Lord Jesus. And in the name of Jesus, devil,
Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm just stirred up. And I just thank God for this beautiful, beautiful word of God, this powerful anointed message that came on tonight. Thing we have to remember is that there is safety in the Lord. Don't be mad outside of it, because there's no safety there. But in the Lord, there is safety. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. And at this time, we're going to have some remarks from Evangelist Khadija, if she cares to remark, or any other clergy who might be on the line who care to give remarks. God bless.
I'm not afraid
All is well. All is well. I'm not afraid. All is well. All is well. Amen. I'm not afraid. Thank God for the word coming to Avengers Mayville saying, I will not be afraid. There is safety in the Lord. And like she said, we don't have to be afraid of Satan or any man because our hope is in the Lord. So we can go ahead and lay down and sleep because the Lord, he will sustain us like David said. So we don't have to be afraid because we are in the safety of, if we're in the safety of the Lord, and we can rest in the safety of the Lord. And I like that scripture that she quoted of how the name of the Lord is a strong tower, the righteous runneth into it and is safe. And as long as we stay there in the safety of the Lord, we can be saved. Don't trust in chariots. Don't trust in horses. They can't save you. But if our trust is in the Lord, there is safety there. And I thank God for being able to dwell in the safety of the Lord. I enjoy the word of God. It's very encouraging. She preached under the anointing. Thank God also for the prayer. Vance Maybell, keep on preaching the word of God.
Amen. Any other clergy on the line who might desire to have words? If not, we do thank God for those remarks coming through Evangelist Khadija and also for that little verse of the song she just sang.
Amen.
I tell you, God will protect his people. But we don't
yes,
have anything to fear. As long as we follow the leading of the Lord, we don't have anything to worry about. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You might not have been certain places before. You might not have done certain things before. But if God is leading you to go, or if he's leading you to do something, don't fear. Just trust
Amen.
The Lord. This time we're going to turn the remainder of the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist May. God bless.
Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for the remarks coming through our evangelist, and I thank the Lord for his word. Thank God for everything tonight. I take my soul is encouraged. I feel strengthened through the word of God, and I have a mind to want to step out on faith because that's what it takes. The just shall live by faith, not by sight. We don't live by what we see. We have to step out on faith, and without it, it's impossible to please the Lord. So I just thank God for his word. Hope that some soul has been encouraged to continue to seek the Lord. And I want to say also that we are praying for Dina Edmund Duchenne. We are praying for her and her husband. And she is scheduled to be on Sunday night and give a testimony. So we're looking forward to that. She has a great testimony of what the Lord has done for her husband. So we're looking forward to that. And I'm asking that you, those of you that's on the line, that you will continue to tune in with us again on Sunday night at 7 p.m. And if there's anyone out there that would like to receive a brand new King James Version Bible, we're asking that you call 856-304-7774. And also, I believe we want to pray for Fern Carney's family. She passed away. We worked together, me, her, and Evangelist Faldo. We all worked together. And they did come to the services at Christian Temple several times, her and her friend, Jean Monroe. They came, and the Lord touched. And Dennis Faldo, she kept in touch with him for a while, but Fern has now passed away. So let us pray for her and her family, for her family, the Carney family. And if that's all, Miss Hameen, do you have anything else to add?
Not at this time, Vince.
Okay. Miss Khadija?
Not at this time, thank you.
Okay. And this brings the broadcast to a close. We'll be back here again Sunday night at 7 p.m. God bless you and good night.